Okay.
Yeah, look, we got background music and everything.
So we're going to Elgato...
Elgato iTV. Titan TV doesn't work in Canada. HD over the air. Then what? Something else.
Well, this open source...
Oh, yeah, I started talking about open source projects, especially this one called iTheater, which seems to do AVIs nicely. It crashes running MP3s, but I think that's easily fixable.
But bottom line is... if you have a built-in one.
Front row.
Front row dialed it in as far as UI.
Yeah, excellent UI.
I can't... It's done everything...
It's all fake, but it's great.
Yeah, it's...
They take a screenshot, and then they take over the screen, and
yeah.
It looks like they're just moving, but they're not really moving.
But I've been looking... I mean, I've, on the PC, looked high and low. It eventually got to the point where I decided that all Myth TV, all whatever is out there, sucked.
Myth TV is too Linux specific. It can't really do well on the Mac.
So I just said, forget about it. I'm just going to launch, like, if I want to listen to music, I'll actually launch iTunes. I'll use the ATI remote. iTunes is the foreground, so I don't have to. You know, I can just hit play or fast forward.
Do you use the ATI remote? System preference thing?
Yeah, for VLC.
I got it set up to
tailored that.
Which buttons do you? We should do a whole thing about what buttons you use for, you know, skipping forward.
Well, I mapped it from whatever Apple's DVD player. I took the settings. I said take the settings from DVD player and map them on VLC. And now I've tailored VLC to my own specific things.
I was gonna say I've got buttons there to speed up and slow down the playback and turn on subtitles and stuff.
Yeah, like I added skip chapter and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. Like there's A, B, C, D buttons which are handy for that kind of thing.
So, but VLC, in fact, VLC.
VLC is awesome.
Could do their own UI. Why don't you combine VLC with?
Yeah. Actually, MPlayer is better for that.
But the development of MPlayer is slow.
Yeah, but you got to realize that MPlayer actually has two components. You can the video part you see is one program. All the UI around it is a completely separate program. So if you were going to write your own iTheater thing and all you want is to display it and have control over it, you just take that. It's not even it's not code. You just run that program with certain command line arguments. Boom, you got it. But there's all sorts of crap you can do with VLC. I started downloading this.
Cabin crew, please start with departure and crash check. Thank you.
Crash check. Colonel Panic. This is great. Ambient sound effects. Yeah. Cue the baby. You heard of a video cast called Hack 5?
No.
I never heard about it until recently, and I guess mostly because they had this ISO available for download, which is a DVD of the best of the first season. And it's this interesting show where they do literally hacks. They show you how to do these hacks. Oh, just a minute, we have to learn how to use seatbelts. I'm gonna pause. So what are we talking about again?
Put it closer to you. As soon as they see it,
there's a lot of time for around here. Oh. We have to hide it from the stewardess so she doesn't take it away.
We're talking about, I talked about VLC, but you talked about the other one.
MPlayer. And how I can use it.
But MPlayer doesn't update there. Like, the last MPlayer for OS X was a year ago or something like that. But it's not that up to date. I use it.
MPlayer is it's worked on, I'd say, furiously on the Linux side.
So who's in charge of it?
I think on the Mac side, just some guy just decides to build it every now and again.
Yeah.
I think it's open source. You can download and build it yourself if you want. So it wouldn't be that hard to use it.
Get on it, Reed.
Yeah. Copious spare time.
Yeah, if I was developing, I think I'd probably lose my job because we are interested in all this side stuff.
There's all sorts of shit. Like, you heard of Smalltron? Smalltron is an open source text editor for macOS. I think they're aiming to be like a TextMate. Have you seen TextMate? TextMate is freaking awesome. It's so good. It's good for editing code and HTML and everything. It's like the next generation of BBEdit.
Oh, okay.
I bought a copy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you bought a copy?
Yeah. It's so good, I bought a copy.
Wow. It is incredible.
Yes. Well, it has a free license that you can use for so many days.
Okay.
I think it's like 3,000, at least that's what I think it was.
Is it,
okay, maybe it was only like 15, but I thought it was 3,000.
3,000 what?
Days of free licensing.
Wait, that's... You get a hack to...
No, you get the free trial serial number from Serial Box.
Yeah.
That's what that's for.
It's a very useful service, that.
Oh, it worked. I bought it. But Smalltron's aiming to do that. It's open source Cocoa. So that's a cool text that I'm looking at. And then from my news feeds, I was using Newsfire, which I also bought. Newsfire is an excellent art. Everyone likes news. What, NetNewsWire? NetNewsWire.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I don't know. It's just the UI is too busy.
I can't remember which one I downloaded, because there was one that people were raving about, and I said, this is crap.
That was NetNewsWire, probably.
I went to the other one. I was reading something about this, just to get off topic a little bit.
What's up here, actually? This thing makes noise when it rattles around. I'm going to unhook it and hold it. I'm going to pause.
I can't detach it.
I know, but I just don't
feel back when we were moving from OS 9 to OS 10.
Back in the olden days.
Carbon. Carbon was the...
Yep. Still around.
But what? Why would anyone code in Carbon?
Because of C++. Strictly because of the language.
Oh, okay.
Because
so,
when you write a Windows program, it's C++. So if you want to write in both,
then
you got to use a common language, a lingua franca, and C++ is it.
And Cocoa is...
Objective-C.
Objective-C. So basically... You're shooting yourself in the foot as far as cross-platform.
Yeah, in every real sense, yeah. There is something called OpenStep, which is... Do you remember Yellow Box?
Yes.
It's a library. So they had... Apple actually had libraries to let you run Cocoa apps under Windows. They sold it. That was called Yellow Box.
Okay.
And then they quickly shut that down. I don't know how long it was on sale. I wonder if you can buy it on eBay. That'd be good. But OpenStep is just an open-source implementation of all the NextStep API.
Okay.
Which is basically Cocoa. And they've written a few apps for it. Like, there's something called GNU Mail, which runs under OpenStep. And you can compile it for Mac or for Windows. But you're writing an Objective-C, but it runs on both sides.
But in order to run it on Windows, do you have to install a layer of something?
Well, your app just has the libraries. It has the OpenStep libraries.
Oh, so basically, you can run it in... you code it for OpenStep.
Yeah.
You have to do nothing on the Windows side of things. You just, but does that make it a larger footprint? Does it slow things down?
I don't think so. I think it's okay. The negative of it is that you're limited to the OpenStep API, which is always going to be several steps behind Cocoa.
Okay. Because it's not an Apple.
Yeah, they're just implementing the APIs and adding new ones as they come along.
In this era, though, wouldn't Apple want to re-energize that?
Openness?
Well, we're talking about, instead of running something like Parallels, you're running a Wine.
Well, they want it to go the other way, though. They want people to run Windows apps under OS 10.
That's right, yeah.
That's why some of the rumors for WWDC involve Leopard having some sort of API to let you run Windows apps natively in Leopard.
Yeah. Well, no one, 48 hours.
Yeah, but then we won't be able to talk about it on here because we'll be under NDA. Well, if Steve says it, we can talk about it. But anything we learn in any of the sessions after Monday morning, we got to...
You'll have to guide me too.
Yeah, I'll just slap you around a little bit. I think there's ways of legally alluding to what you're trying to say without saying it out loud, but not being a lawyer, I couldn't say what those ways are.
Yes. Well, it was neat to see the Leopard CD or DVD.
Yeah, that was a very nice design. I was quite surprised.
I like the black.
I was worried... Did you ever see the early Tiger?
Yeah.
It was very bright. It was kind of cool because they'd never done it, but I didn't want to see it again.
Black is good. The interesting thing though was, I'm not disappointed. I'm slightly disappointed to see the same G5 case.
Yeah.
Now
we're taking a bit of a leap of assumption here that based on that banner that was shown on so many Mac sites that the new Mac Pro will look just like a G5.
Yeah, because from the history that I've seen, once a product is released, the product that it's replaced is completely removed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apart from the support, it's gone.
There is the possibility that...
they keep the two. They keep PowerPC for...
Excuse me, I have to go shoot a child.
I have to... The PowerPC line will remain, the G5 line will remain for sale for a year.
I don't think so.
No?
As soon as they get that puppy out, man.
No, you're right.
I'm beginning to think that maybe that banner was known to be visible to the public before.
Well,
the
there are hidden banners.
Yeah, so yeah. I think I'm hopeful that, that is a G5 in the poster. And that the other posters might have pictures of much cooler, sexier hardware.
I just think they shouldn't have had the G5 there. I think the G5 ruins it for me, because now I don't know.
On the poster, you mean?
Yeah, now it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe the whole picture was Photoshopped. Maybe someone took a picture of a WWDC 2004 picture, or 2005. Right, this is 2006, right? Yeah. I keep losing track.